So these flights are now continuing on a pretty regular basis. So, for example, on the 2nd of June, I'm flying the Cessna by myself, crosswind takeoff and landings, plus or minus flaps. And then on the 2 days later, on the 4th of June, Schweizer OS still a student, and then on the 4th of June, 1977, I went solo in the glider. However, immediately after those flights, I have a line across the logbook, which was medical certificate, temporarily, with luck, withdrawn, pending appeal on stress test data. This is the result of hypertension, and I was under medication for treating the hypertension, but had to undergo various tests in order to have the medical certificate granted, or a waiver of the various difficulties. This is rather significant, actually, because it meant that I could no longer fly solo until this temporary block was overcome. But it didn't mean that I couldn't fly, but I'm in the position of waiting to have the tests. And it turned out to be a happy problem in disguise, because then instead of just quitting, I decided to work towards instrument flying, because that requires a lot of instruction, and I could continue flying dual whilst getting an instrument rating. So here on the 11th of September in 1977, I'm flying Cessna 182 and beginning to learn instrument flying with Phoebe Murray as my instructor. So there are, over the next 10 days or so, there are five or six flights for localizer tracking and orientation, patterns and ADF, interception, etc. So quite a lot on ADF, that's automatic direction finder, the crudest type of approach instrument with the radio help, a pointer that points at the radio, which is available back in the time of Lindbergh's flying.